Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Bachelors in the City. Your two hosts.
Your hostess today. With the mostest. We're on some other. We're tired, guys. We're not
today
talking
has
properly.
Been a day.
Not thinking properly.
Guys, I had an early. I woke up at 3:50 in the morning this morning in Jacksonville, Florida, with the intent on flying an airplane from Jacksonville to Newark. I ended up not flying that flight because our plane never made it to Jacksonville because of a cancellation. So please excuse us if I'm a little delirious, but we still have a fun episode. It was fun to create, and we're excited to share with you guys. Today we are talking about apartment hunting, about our quest in New York City for our next place to call home.
Pretty much how bad it sucks, which you all know. Moving sucks.
I think you need to work on your apartment searching skills on Street Easy, because when you guys hear about the place that Dustin had us check out today,
it's all about the memories.
You're gonna be a little worried for us.
All about the memories. That was a sight. We should have actually recorded that. Yeah, we're talking about apartment hunting, guys. Yeah, it's terrible. It sucks, but we all have to do it. And we all
got a little pop culture for you guys today.
You know, we're talking a little Kardashian talk.
A little check in with the Kardashians, keeping up.
They're
with. We got Pete on the line. We got Kanye on the line. We got Booker on the line. We got them all.
Maybe you should date a Kardashian. I wouldn't be opposed to it. Getting those hookups.
I think they're all booed up, you know?
I think one might not be.
Well, let's get into it a little later.
We'll get into it later.
You know what I heard actually? I think actually this was our season. With Hannah, I remember seeing rumors that Khloe Kardashian was potentially going to be the Bachelorette. What would you have thought of that?
I heard of that too. I remember hearing that before and going on. I was like, well, that puts me up in the front of the line. Hey, she likes tall black guy. Hey. All right, guys.
Hold on, this is funny. You would have been losing your shit. I think that first night where you went on the live taping, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah,
that'd have been funny.
I don't do well on TV. I'm not a good TV guy.
All right, anyways,
that would have been funny. What else do we talk about? We have our third roommate question that we talk about. You know, talk a little bachelor talk. I think the question was,
what would an episode be without a little bachelor talk? And
there's one more.
I think that about does it. Was there not one more? No, we talked. No, that's pretty much it. See, guys, we are a little delirious.
I'm tired.
I promise you, we're going to make it through this. And thanks for joining us today. Much love to you all. Let's get into it.
It's the worst time of the year. Wait, how's this song?
You've overplayed that so much.
It's the most worst time of
Guys,
the year.
Who loves and who doesn't love apartment hunting, apartment shopping? Man, it's crazy. This year for us has literally flown by. January 4th, 2020 was when I moved out to New York City. We moved in to our current location, current apartment. Dusty joined me about a month later. And man, that year has come, it has gone, and it is time to look for a new spot.
Or we're going to be homeless. Guys, we have less than a month to find a place. We've been all over Manhattan today. We actually have some funny stories. We saw some cool spots.
There's definitely, though, I don't think that very many things that are as stressful as trying to find a new spot. And the thing with New York as well is it's not like you can do your due diligence really and you get started ahead of time, a couple of months out, do your homework and see where you maybe are feeling. No, New York, everything gets snatched up so quickly. So really, you look the month prior. So January right now, we're moving out for February 1st move in. This is really the earliest we could realistically look without getting your heart broken with, you know, fall in love with the place that gets taken off the market.
There's some stress, but it's fun too.
It's exciting.
It's like fourth quarter. Fourth quarter, you're down. you got to make a score or you're going home. And it's like, man, it's so much.
You got to make like two scores. It's a two score game. You need like two, you need to stop on defense. You need two offensive scores. And there's like 10 minutes left.
It's so much pressure. It's so much pressure right now. And what sucks most of all, and I'm sure every one of you listening that live in New York can agree, everything is so fucking expensive. Every even hole in the wall is so expensive. I don't get it. Like, I mean, I get it, but gosh.
I mean, I get it. It's New York, so you can't.
It's insane.
You can't. I think I've kind of just, and I think if you live in New York, you have to do this, else you'll probably drive yourself crazy. You just get to a point where, I guess, A, first off, there is a thing that, you know, if you can make it in New York, right, that saying you can make it anywhere. And that's so true, because really you're not going to find that many places if you leave New York that are tougher to live in, you know, harder to afford. If you can do it here, you can, everywhere else, you'll be getting a pay raise pretty much if you look at it that way. But yeah, no, it's expensive. But I think you just got to, you're going to drive yourself crazy. You got to like just realize it's part of life. It is what it is. And 100%. Not worry. You just got to find something that kind of works.
So what we've been on? We've been on Compass. We've been on Street Easy. We've been looking on Craigslist.
Zillow. Working.
They go so fast, man.
Going very fast. My mom, she's been awesome too. She's a realtor back in LA, and she's been finding stuff out here in New York. Huge shout out to my mama. And, we had some funny stories today.
Oh, yes, we did.
So, okay, I gotta set this up here. I had an appointment set for us earlier in the day. Awesome spot. It blew our expectation. We walked in, absolutely loved it. Newer than, you know, more modern than we thought it was going to be, but had the charm still of kind of a walk-up type place, great location. It was unreal. And Dustin had a spot as well. So we had... I had just finished a trip today, and we had a couple appointments set up that I had put together and that Dustin put together. So we go from the one I had set up, and we start walking downtown, decide, hey, do we want to take a bike and get down a little bit quicker? No, let's just keep walking, enjoy the view, see if we find anything just, you know, kind of off the street that catches our eye. We actually found this one building that looked pretty cool, walked in, checked out a two-bedroom there. Anyway, so not to make a long story short.
Casual nine, and we're just, you know, we're walking like, yeah, we like to see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, yeah, for sure. Let's
change our
voices.
Oh, no, that's nothing. You know, let's go ahead and take a little peek. Maybe it's something we might like. We got a little bougie, a little fancy.
Little bougie, a little above.
Make it till you make it.
And then, hey, exactly. You got to put it out there in the universe. It'll return it. And so then we get to Dustin's spot. We get there about 15 minutes earlier. So there's a little convenience store that's at the corner. Dustin's like, hey, yo, I'm dragging a little bit. Let me go get a coffee. So I go in there and get a smoothie with him, and got like, you know, 5 minutes now. We're walking around. I see this spot that Dustin had found, and we're looking at it, kind of observing from the outside, getting the vibe, walking around the block, seeing how we feel.
It's an old church, guys. It was like an old church that they had constructed into an apartment.
Yeah, and that part's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like essentially you're living in a church, which is, you know, a little different. But we walk in. We say, yeah, we have our appointment here for so-and-so, and not there yet. So wait a couple more minutes. Then we get pulled in. All right, realtor's here. So we walk up, go up the elevator. Immediately the realtor, I think she even said it. She's like, so there's a lot of mirrors in the apartment. And like, you could just like, the way she said it was a little odd. I was like, that's weird. I don't think I've ever been told that from a realtor out, the first thing from a realtor. So we get in, open the door. Guys, I felt like we were in a house of mirrors apart. I've never seen an apartment look like this. And then you walk in and it's like, it's all tile. And then it's mirrors. Not only are there mirrors everywhere, literally every wall is covered with a mirror. There's a spiral staircase that goes upstairs.
Even
with
mirrors.
The corridor, it's a mirror. You're getting like dizzy walking up. But you go in like the first floor and you start going like the living room area. And it's like you walk into like a Chinese restaurant. It's got like those glass panels with like the birds and the bamboo kind of printed or burned on in the glass. I don't know what it's called. The weirdest looking apartment I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
And the worst smelling. Someone... I told Pete, someone actually had to die and might have been trapped in the house for like a couple of days, maybe a week.
I couldn't keep it straight.
It was so disgusting. The smell, it was so old. And yeah, guys, it's a house of mirrors. It's a great price. I'm like, wow, this is a great price. It's worth a shot to check it out. And from the photos, it didn't look like, it looked like there were maybe one too many mirrors on the wall, but I was like, well.
And the realtor was like, she's like, yeah, I tried to do a really good job of showing you guys from the pictures of exactly. I'm like, no, you didn't.
No.
No, you did not. You did not show what this was like. I'm very curious if that, I mean, obviously it's going to sell. It's New York, but it was odd. It's one of those things where you're like.
It's a great price.
Yeah, but we're like, no, we wouldn't.
Pete's like, actually, if I had to pay $500 a month, I'd do it. Then like 2 minutes later, he's still thinking on it for some reason. He's like, out of nowhere, I thought we're over this conversation. He's like, actually, no. If they paid me $1,000 a week, I'd do it.
Not of a week, a month. I said they paid us $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000 a month, you like, I would do it. I would, for me to seriously consider it, yeah, it was that bad, guys.
Yeah, it was one of those. It'd be kind of embarrassing to
bring people over.
bring like, hey, come on over. And it's just like, what? Where are we? Anyways, any other funny spots that we checked out?
I don't think any other funny spots. We did check out a few more and they were decent. Nothing, I don't think we've really, we haven't really fallen in love with anything just quite yet. You know, we have something that we really like. I think that might be the winner.
You just don't like the price, which.
Yeah, I don't want to be on the corner. Selling my mouth for money. So, you know, I want to, no shame, no, I'm not shaming anybody or anything or any.
It sounds like you are.
It's not for me. It's just not for me. And yeah, but yeah, great spot. We're still looking. We're going to continue to look. We have until February 1st. So Third Roommates, stick with us on the journey. Give us some prayers, some courage. We might just, hopefully we find something really cool. Any help out there? If anybody wants to jump in, help us, more than welcome to.
Just make sure that like we're limited to like maybe just mirrors in the bathroom. And that's the only spot that it's allowed. I kid you not. I wish we had like a pic. I wish you took a video of that spot.
Did you not do that? I thought you did.
No, not in that place. It did smell. I will say the hallway smelled great. It smelled like you, we were saying, it's like grandma's cooking. It was a delicious smell.
After you left, one of the neighbors. You know, some old people living there. It was smelling fire. You know, when grandma's cooking some stew or cooking, whipping something up. I actually wanted to knock on the doors and just get like a bowl to go or something.
Hey, meet your neighbor.
Love the grandmas. Shout out to any grandmas listening to us. We love you. Protect grandmas at all.
Well, hopefully, guys.
At all costs.
Hopefully, we have an update for you here soon.
Hopefully.
We find our new home and, let the new adventure in New York City begin. Or not.
We might just be on the streets selling our mouse, Pete. Who knows? We might until we find something.
That's you said it, not me. So, pray for us, guys. I don't want to have a roommate.
Oh.
Anyways, all right. Enough of this.
Petey, so you and I, the only pop culture news or chats we have is really Bachelor Nation. So I feel like we should jump into, maybe other categories, have a little chat.
What kind of categories are you feeling, Mr. Adventurous?
I feel like, if we're going to talk, I think everyone knows them. They're always in the news for something. I think we should talk a little Kardashian talk.
So aren't they, they're coming out with a new show, right?
I was told they are coming out with a new show. I don't know what it's about. I'll have to do some more research, but it's going to be on Hulu, I was told. Emma, shout outs to Emma for finding that out for us. But yeah, the Kardashians don't stop. You met the Kardashians, haven't you?
I met Kendall and I met Kylie.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We went to, that's right. We were at a Rams game, Rams football game, and ended up running into them. Went to a dinner spot, kind of a bar club type thing, atmosphere. Weren't you there?
You guys, I think that was the week before I got there. I came the next week.
No, I thought
think.
Because didn't we do the with Tyler, we did that video. It was at the Rams game.
That wasn't the day though, was it?
I want to say it was because...
Well, I didn't...
I was with... Yeah, Dylan and Tyler were there as well. Yeah.
Dylan was not there when I was there. I think it was a week before. Because I didn't get introduced to the Jenners.
Actually, yeah, it's funny. I guess we do have some ties. Caitlyn Jenner. Actually, I probably know Caitlyn the most. My brother... So Caitlin is a pilot, actually really cool. Flies out of Camarillo Airport, where actually I learned how to fly. My brother learned how to fly. And when my brother was a flight instructor coming up and building hours, he met Caitlin and then they started flying together on a bunch of trips. And my brother would just kind of like a safety pilot there as an instructor, just doing flights and checking Caitlin out. So yeah, that's
pretty cool. What if that would have been crazy if you were to be dating one of the, Jenners or Kardashians. Anyways, moving on, I got to ask you, because I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know if it's real or not. The Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian new couple, is, in your opinion, is this real or is this just something that's just for publicity?
See, I don't know, because I feel like it'd be hilarious to meet Pete Davidson.
I would love to meet him.
And just like go out, get dinner with him, just chat and just listen to the guy talk. He just has one of those personalities where just so entertaining, just absolutely hilarious. And is just, kills it at what he does. The thing is, though, I don't see him and Kim together and this is all my opinion, but unless it's more of a show, I would say that like what Pete does or like a shtick, right? That he puts off. I don't see what we see on, TV or whatnot and Kim together. Do you? Or am I just by myself on this?
I feel like they have similarities together where,
What similarities do you see they have?
And they both have lost their father at a significantly young age. So I think they kind of relate in that aspect. So I'm assuming maybe one day they just met each other. I think they did Saturday Night Live together. Maybe they were just chatting and maybe just became like good energy connected. And maybe later on, they opened up about
I get that. Like,
but other than that, I get that.
I'm talking about more personality wise. I just don't see them meshing personality wise.
Yeah, I think it's so. This guy dated, what's her name?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, and now Kim Kardashian. This guy's winning.
He is absolutely winning.
I saw a meme, and it was like, guys, never. It was something about don't ever not shoot your shot because you could always date girls out of your league. And I think that's true. Guys, shoot your shot. Why? I mean, this is a prime example right here. Shoot your shot. What's the worst that could happen? You get turned down.
I wonder where shoot your shot kind of, where when it came, became a big thing.
Stephen Curry. He was...
Wait, legit? Is that how it started?
Well, I don't know that's how it started, but I remember everyone saying shoot your shot.
That's kind of like really, a recent thing.
No, it's been around for a while.
Maybe 10, a couple of years.
Yeah, probably a little bit more.
Okay. No, but I'm right there with you. I think life's too short not to, if it's something that you, something or someone that you're interested in, life's too short not to shoot the shot. I think with social media too, it's made everything a possibility. I guess probably shoot your shot probably really became a big thing when like Instagram and DMing and all that started becoming a big thing.
That's it.
Yeah. The dating apps. It's like, well, why not?
Yep. Feels good not to do that shit no more. I am not gonna lie.
Because you're all booed up.
I love not being, wait, how do I say it? I really enjoy being in a relationship. I love everything about being in a relationship. Being single is hard, man. It is hard. No offense, Pete, but I feel you. It's hard.
Just, I just rub that in, man. Just take that dag and just twist it. Yeah, it's hard, but I think it's awesome at the same time. If you're open to that period of your life and you're okay with, being by yourself, I think what you're referring to is once you realize, okay, now I'm ready to get into it. I'm looking for a relationship. That process. You're not really one for dating or starting.
Well, I should rewind. So full disclosure, me and Kat got in a little fight, a stupid fight. And after that, I was like, well, maybe I'll just be single then, you know, and just kind of like I was drunk and not thinking correctly. And I was thinking, God, this would suck so bad to go back to be. I think that's the worst part of being from being in a relationship to going single. I think that is probably the worst because you're with somebody, you feel so comfortable. They know you, you know them. They're your comfort zone and the person you just always want to be around. And then if that goes away, it's like, fuck, back to the streets. And I was like, oh no, Let me go apologize to my girlfriend.
I think, you know, depending on how you look at it though, I think that kind of, those kind of moments are healthy, honestly, in a way for relationships. I think as human beings, it's easy to sometimes lose perspective or kind of get complacent in a way where you don't really truly 100%. Oh, I mean, it's normal. You're human. You don't truly appreciate what you have. And sometimes you need that wake up call, that little slap in the face. You're like, wow, what am I doing? You know, this person is the best thing that's ever happened. Why was I being an idiot? And being able to, you know, go back and, you know, suck up your pride and say what needs to be said.
100%. Speaking of that,
it's good for a relationship.
Speaking of that, I bet that's how Kanye West is feeling right now. Cause I keep on seeing things in the article about him trying to get back with Kim Kardashian. Have you seen that?
I saw though that Kim, and I didn't even know this was a thing, you file to be single. Like not file for a divorce, but I saw it, something online. It stuck out to me. I'm like, I've never heard that term. Filed to be single.
That's weird.
And I'm here thinking that's gotta be a Kardashian thing. I've never heard about that.
Wow. Yeah. So they're not divorced. Are they divorced? They're not divorced. I think they're just separated. Maybe they are divorced. I don't know.
Let me ask you this with Kanye, just talking about Kanye. What is Kanye's deal? No.
Everyone's been trying to figure this out. What do you mean? Kanye
just
Kanye.
Very, very simply, is he an absolute genius mastermind that knows exactly what he's doing, or the exact opposite, and it's just paid off for him and he's gotten, you know, some lucky breaks here and there?
I do think he does have a... I'll be real. I think he...
Because I think I used to think he was...
Honestly, I think it's a bit of both. I think it's a bit of both. I think he is very... he is a genius in his music. What he does, I mean, that's his craft. He is a total masterpiece, whatever you want to call it, a master in his craft of that. But a lot of his, he's been diagnosed with bipolar. So I think a lot of the other stuff just somehow seems to work in the entertainment business. I think people want to know how loose-lipped you are, how crazy you are, how spontaneous and impulsive you are. I think that kind of just thrives. So I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess I probably side with you a little bit. Obviously, the guy is extremely talented. You look at purely just music and judging him on that, I don't think anyone would be like, yeah, that's all luck. Like, no, of course that's not. But then I almost want to go even farther and be like, all these crazy just shenanigans this guy's pulled and, you know, new, like breaking news worthy, you know, whatever you want to call it, just where he kind of like loses his mind and goes off the deep end. It's like, I think this guy is doing this all, it's calculated. And I think he knows exactly what he's doing and he has everyone fooled, but he's truly just a mastermind that I don't think enough people give him full credit for. And he doesn't want people to, because he's playing off of this confusion that he's kind of causing people, you know, keeping him super interesting. And I don't know. For the life of me, I don't know what's going on with him and Kim. And I feel like some of it, because didn't he bring her out on stage once, like kind of recently?
He did for his opening show. Yeah.
Like, unless they're just, which I don't see them being, I know the Kardashians, but like, and they do a lot for TV, but.
You think there'll be a movie one day?
I mean, what?
People are like, oh, there was. Do you think there'll be a Kardashian movie from like start to finish? Of everything that's...
They've got to be the most interesting family, I think, that one of the most interesting 100%. Families of modern day.
100%.
Yeah. Well, Pete and Kim. Let's see how far it goes.
Will it be just a fad? Will it end? What about... Yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
So is everyone kind of boot up? So we have... I know Kendall's with the basketball player from the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Booker.
The really good Booker.
No, they're all not boot up. Kylie, I guess she's still with Travis Scott. Chloe, I just heard again, like Tristan Thomas cheated on her again or has another
I saw that.
Like a baby on the way. This guy, like I get some people, some people aren't made to be in relationships. Some people aren't made to just be with one person their whole life, and that's fine. But if you are that person, tell your partner. Just let them know. This poor girl has looked like a fool for so long with this guy. I've lost all respect for buddy. I'm sorry. I don't like people that hurt people. Go behind the backs. I'm not a big fan of that.
No, I agree. I honestly don't know. I don't think anyone really truly knows what's going on with their relationship privately, but I think for her best interest, she needs to let that go. But who are we?
Who are we?
Who are we to give our opinion on that?
Oh, man. Who knows? But anyways, guys, we just wanted to do a little entertainment, I guess, recap. Talk about a little something. Who knows? It might open up the doors to something else in the future for us to talk about. You never know.
Let's get one of the Kardashians on.
You think we could? I mean, you've met them.
Actually, that'd be really cool to get Caitlyn on. I'm a big fan of Caitlyn.
Let's get Caitlyn on.
That would be actually, yeah. You know what? I will. We'll shoot a DM there and see what we can do.
Let's see what we can do. Well, guys, that is brought to you by our Bachelors in the City pop culture segment. Back at you.
What's up, roomies? Third roommate edition segment is back. We have Natalie submitting a question that is relevant to Clayton's new season of The Bachelor that just aired. Natalie goes, "Hi guys, I am DMing in hopes you guys will get this. I've got a question for you about this new season of The Bachelor. Based on what you guys saw on night one, and if you could pick one person, only pick one person, who would you invite on the podcast? I know you guys have said that you can't get recent people on your show." This is true. Even emailed.
This is true.
Rob Mills, head of ABC, left on red. So I guess it's more of a hypothetical, but I'm curious.
I know who mine would be.
Who would yours be?
100%. I would need Clayton on the episode, the lead. Yeah, I'd like to have a talk with him. Like, I feel bad, like, everything that's happened to him. I'll still say it. Like, I don't feel like he was the perfect fit for The Bachelor, but I still don't want to bring him down. And I think there's been a lot of people, like, tearing him down.
So what would you ask him?
I would ask him his struggles. I want to kind of know his insight. I want him to be real and maybe not, you know, laugh at everything as a joke and be real and open. Like, tell us what's hurt his feelings, how the show was, how much of a struggle it was, his highs, his lows. I think he would have an interesting take on it. So I'd be very interested to hear his thoughts on everything.
That would be great. Yeah. I feel like that'd be awesome to have him on. And just get super, super honest, because definitely in that position he's in, there's pressure to, it's difficult to do exactly what you're asking. What you would be asking him to do. You know, you got to kind of put on that good face, if you will. And so, good choice. Let's see, who would I ask?
Take your time, Pete. All good.
I know.
All right, Pete, come on now.
I would want to have Jesse Palmer come on and just have a chat with him. See really his, I really do think he actually did a great job. He reminded me a lot of Chris. Like, he kind of was delivering just like his body language and delivery of lines was very, in my opinion, Chris-esque. But I think he did a good job. And I think he had the perfect kind of blend of, you know, obviously he's new, he's the new host, big news, all that, but he didn't really distract too much from, you know, at the end of the day, what it's about. And it's about the love story between Clayton and whoever it's going to be. So I think he did a good job. I'd be curious to see. I mean, he's really the only person that's had both sides of it. He was the bachelor once and now he's the host. So he's been on both sides of the rose stand, if you will. And I'd want to see, he would never obviously be able to be, you know, 100% honest with contracts, but I'd love to, in a perfect world, just really get the inside scoop of what he, how he views it and how he sees it. And if he actually, if he really does believe what he's like, obviously he has to say what he's saying. He's the host of a multi-million dollar, you know, series. But if he truly, like if he was hooked up to a polygraph and if he really believes that this works, you know, specifically the Bachelor and the Bachelorette kind of routine, that would be a really interesting talk.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would too. Would you ever consider hosting the Bachelor, Bachelorette?
I think at this point, no. I mean, that's never something that I've really, that's not been anything that I've really like aspired to do, kind of a hosting gig and I guess that kind of realm. You know, I think it's cool. Like obviously the show is fun and it'd be entertaining. It'd be a good time, but yeah, I guess just not really one of my passions is hosting. So
yeah, that's cool.
Just a quick, yeah, no, but would you?
No. I don't have a passion for hosting like that either.
Let me get your best, ladies. I'm sorry. If you did not receive a rose, please say your goodbyes.
Who's the bachelor or bachelorette? Don't I have to walk in and just say their name? And we'll nod.
Clayton, ladies.
Clayton.
The final rose. Clayton, ladies. When you're ready.
All right. This is the final rose.
Wow, Dusty. Okay, well, let's just be clear.
I wasn't done.
Because Emma, I'm sorry I'm interrupting This is hilarious. We say that we don't have a passion for hosting while we're hosting our own podcast. You know what? Well, that's a contradiction.
You like hosting?
No, you know what I mean.
No, I don't want to host. Good one, Emma. That was pretty funny.
That was funny. Kudos to Emma. Comedic relief. I don't know. Maybe we should try it. Maybe we should go and do a Caitlin and Tayshia.
Too much pressure. Too much pressure, man. You know, I am someone that probably isn't politically correct all the time, and I would just be afraid to say the wrong thing, and then I am done. You know, there's people that are meant to be in front of TV with a mic in their hand and able to hold the conversation and lead it and able to navigate certain things.
Yeah.
Mr. Dustin Blaine Kendrick is not. I would take that conversation probably straight to the trash and the next day I'd be ruined. I'd be done.
That's fair. Real quick, who do you think, we obviously came up with two different answers just from the women. Yeah, I know we don't know too much about them yet, but from the little we did get to know, pick one off the top of your head who kind of stuck out to you. Who would you want to have on the pod?
At this moment, after night one, I want to have, what was her name? The one that went home because she was supposed to get married.
Jesus, you keep just taking all the good answers.
Well, that's the only one we really got to know and we only got a little substance. And I just really want to know, why in the hell did you go on the show? Why? You knew you needed time to heal.
You
knew this was going to happen. If you're going to get engaged, I'm assuming you are head over heels in love with someone. So breaking up with someone after that, I just assume it would take so much time, you know, so much time to get over. I couldn't imagine.
I think to play the devil's advocate, it could have been sometimes, and this I think happens a lot, you know, with breakups, you do stuff to kind of distract you or you do things, put yourself in positions to hopefully help you move on a little quicker. I think if I had to, you know, bet on this, I would say that's probably what she did. She thought, hey, maybe this will, you know, she's in pain, she's hurting. It's been at least some time has gone by, obviously. And this is kind of that next opportunity to distract her. It's a cool opportunity. And maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. And she realized quickly it wasn't going to. Let's see here, Emma.
I agree, but I think you should go on like the challenge or something. I mean, somebody's trying to get married here, you know, and that's kind of selfish, you know? You're using this person that wants to get married as a rebound. just to kind of get over your wounds.
But I think if she was going to do it anyway, she did it the perfect way because she went in right at the beginning. She didn't want to be selfish. She didn't want to potentially keep taking... She didn't even accept the rose. You know how many... We don't even know Sally, right? But do you know how many women... The number would be so small of women would go on the show and be put in that position, go to Clayton, have that talk, and then be offered a rose because there was a connection and still say no. I'm saying she's in the small, small minority of that. So I don't question her authenticity at all. I don't question if she's
okay. You're right. She's in the gray area of for the right reasons and for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Right in the gray area.
Bachelors in the City is hosted by me, Peter Weber.
And me, Dustin Kendrick. This podcast is produced by Red Rock Music and powered by Acast.
Our producer is Red Yoakum and our associate producer is Emma Martins.
Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast. Send your voice memos to btc@redrockmusic.com. That's btc@redrockmusic.com for your chance to be featured on the show.
And of course, follow us on Instagram at Bachelors in the City Podcasts.
See you next week. Thanks for listening and sign up for our membership program to become an honorary third roommate.
Join now for $3 per month and enjoy the episodes ad-free.
Click the link in the episode description so you can move in.